在一個月前呢，我就講到一個題目，就關於饒恕。
Last month, I talked about the theme forgiveness.
今天呢，跟這個題目都有相關的。
Today's message will also have to do with forgiveness.
請大家翻開《路加福音》第七章。
So I ask you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 7.
36至到五十節。
We'll look at verse 36 to 50.
36至到五十節。
Luke 7, verse 36 to 50.
路加福音第七章36至到五十節。咁同樣咧，係一件記載緊耶穌生平嘅一件事蹟。
This is a record of something that happened to Jesus.
咁因為好長啦，不如咧，我俾大家一分鐘、兩分鐘咧。
So it's a very long passage, so maybe I'll give you a few minutes to read it for yourself.
36至到五十节。
Verse 36 to 50.
好啦，我谂大家应该睇完啦。咁呢件事发生嘅事迹咧，就牽涉到三個人物。
So this incident involves three people.
當然有耶穌啦。
There's Jesus.
另外兩個人咧就係一個法利賽人，佢叫做西門。
The other person is the Pharisee called Simon.
另外又有一個女人，聖經叫呢個女人做罪人。
And there's a woman who is described as a sinner.
事情咧就係呢個法利賽人西門咧，就請耶穌翻屋企食飯。
So what happened is that this Pharisee Simon invited Jesus to his home to have dinner.
咁但係咧就忽然間咧有一個女人就走咗出嚟啦。
And suddenly a woman appeared.
咁佢喺城裏邊咧，大家都知道佢係一個罪人。
And in this city, pretty much everyone knows that she is a sinner.
在當時的社會來講，講到罪人，大家都知道了，其實就是講緊他是一個娼妓。
At that time, in that society, people know that to say that she is a sinner means that she is a prostitute.
看來呢，耶穌都認識這個女人。
And it seems that Jesus knows this woman.
但是在當時這個社會呢，這個法利賽人和一個娼妓呢，这两个人物的对比是很大的。
So in that society at that time, the difference between a Pharisee and a prostitute is a very big difference.
因为法利赛人是什么人呢？
Because what kind of a person is a Pharisee?
他们是一个社群来的，一个 community.
Okay, the Pharisees were a community.
咁就係啦，喺全以色列民族當中咧，大家都知道啦，法利賽人咧係最認真學聖經嘅一批人嚟。
So in the Israelite culture, the Pharisees were people who studied scripture very diligently.
並且咧會去實踐聖經嘅一批人嚟。
And they would observe scripture.
咁你可想而知啦，呢啲人咧出入嘅地方都係會堂啊。
So the kind of places they go to is like the temple.
會堂即係相等於而家嘅教堂咁樣咯。
Which is equivalent to our church today。
咁當然佢哋之間談話嘅話題咧，都係關於聖經啊。
And the kind of things they talk about would be about scripture。
咁但係娼妓咧，大家唔使講都知道咧，佢哋完全係屬於另一個圈子嚟嘅。
So without even explaining, you will understand that a prostitute would come from a completely different kind of community。
但係竟然呢兩類人咧，耶穌都認識喎。
But it seems that Jesus is able to know both these kinds of people.
似乎咧，耶穌唔會避開呢啲娼妓。
It seems that Jesus wouldn't avoid prostitutes.
當然又唔係話耶穌去主動去揾佢哋啦。
It doesn't mean that Jesus will take the initiative to go and seek them out.
而係耶穌係唔會睇低佢哋，見到就。
It means that Jesus wouldn't look down on them, in the sense that if he saw them, he wouldn't run away from them.
这里呢就记载到这个女人做了一件事。
So here, it records this woman having done something.
这个女人其实都很有自知之明，她知道自己的身份很低微。
So this woman realizes herself that her standing in the community is very lowly.
是会受人鄙视的。
That people would look down on her.
但是呢，她不怕被人骂，就竟然不请自来就去到这个西门的屋企。
But she wasn't afraid of this, and she wasn't afraid of being scolded by anyone. She took the initiative without being invited to enter the home of this Pharisee.
咁佢就拎住一瓶香水。
And she took with her a vial or a bottle of perfume.
呢个香水咧系放喺一樽小嘅玉瓶里边嘅。
So this perfume was in a very small alabaster vial.
咁系极珍贵嘅一瓶香水。
And it was a very, very valuable.
要用的话咧，嗰阵时啲着瓶系咁嘅，条颈咧系长长嘅一个瓶。咁你要用的话咧，你就要打断嗰个瓶嗰条颈啦。咁就用里边嘅香水。
So in those days, the perfume was put in this small alabaster vial, like a bottle, with a very long neck. And if you wanted to use the perfume, you'd have to break the neck and then be able to pour out the perfume.
咁呢個女人嚟到耶穌嗰度入咗西門嘅屋企。
So this woman entered the house of Simon the Pharisee.
你記住係不請自來嘅喎。
And remember, she was not invited.
佢係一個妓女嚟。
And she was a prostitute.
係冇人中意嘅一個人。
The kind of person that nobody likes.
佢企咗喺耶穌嘅後面冇講嘢，就只係喺度流淚。
And she didn't say anything. She just stood behind.Jesus at his feet and just kept weeping.
咁泪水咧都湿晒耶稣只脚啦。
And so all her tears wet his feet.
又用头发擦干。
And so she used her hair to wipe his feet.
跟住不停就锡耶稣只脚。
And then she kept on kissing his feet.
跟住咧再用香水咧抹耶稣只脚。
And then she used the perfume to anoint his feet.
嗱，如果你在场嘅话，你有咩反应
？So if you were there, and you saw all this, what would be your reaction?
你会点睇耶稣啊
？How would you?Think of Jesus.
嗱，呢个主人家西门，佢个反应就系咁。
So this is the host's reaction, Simon.
第三十九节。
Verse 39.
请耶稣嘅法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。唔使读啦，英文吓。咁呢度咧講到呢個西門咧，佢見到佢唔出聲，佢心裏邊喺度唔同意呢件事。
So verse 39 says that the Pharisee saw this incident and he didn't say anything, but in his heart he was disagreeing with what was happening.
呢個係一個罪人。
Because this was a sinner.
咁樣唔係幾合體統啩？
And he felt that this wasn't quite proper.
嗱，呢個就係佢裏邊嘅反應。
This was Simon's reaction in his heart.
但係耶穌咧就好唔同。
But Jesus was very different.
耶穌冇趕佢走。
Jesus didn't send her away.
就由佢喊啦，由佢抹我只腳啦，由佢錫我只腳啦。
He just let her cry over his feet, let her wipe his feet.
耶穌係接納佢。
Jesus, in other words, accepted her.
雖然西門的口就沒有說，但其實他的心是嫌棄這個女人。
So even though Simon didn't say anything out loud, in his heart he was looking down on this woman.
他不接納這個女人。
He did not accept her.
他自己覺得我是學聖經的人，我正直很多。
He was thinking, I'm somebody who studies the scripture. I'm much more righteous than her.
他心里面这种批判别人的态度嫌弃人的态度被耶稣看穿了。
So his critical attitude, his looking down on other people, this attitude Jesus was able to see through him.
那耶稣就讲了一个比喻给他听，来到教下他。
So Jesus told a parable to teach him a lesson.
就在第四十一节了。
So verse 41.
耶稣说有一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠了五十两银子，另一个欠五两银子，但是两个都没力还的，不可以还，没能力还债，于是这个债主就免他们的债了。 咁啊，請問啊，呢兩個債仔邊一個會愛債主多一啲呢？咁呢個西門就回答：咁應該就係得到多啲恩惠嘅嗰一個啦，俾人免債嗰、那個咁啊多啲嘅，咁就會愛就會多啲啦。嗱，呢度對比緊兩個債仔喎。
So Olive just read verse 41 to 43. So here this parable is comparing two different debtors.
欠債多，欠債少。
So one debtor owed more than the other.
咁免債就多，或者免債就少。免債forgive the debt.
Ah, okay. So
or cancel the debt.
So 免債多，免債少。
如果欠債多嘅，咁免債就多，因此愛就多啦。
So the one who had the greater debt was forgiven more, so his love was more.
咁呢一個所謂罪人呢一個女人咧，佢睇到自己係好差，係一個好壞嘅人。
So this woman saw herself as somebody who was very bad.
佢好慚愧。
She was very ashamed of herself.
慚愧到係抬唔起頭，係無地自容嘅。
So ashamed that she couldn't even lift her head up.
但係一個好似如果你換轉係你係佢嘅話，好似一個咁樣嘅女人，耶穌都咁樣去待自己嘅話，咁你係咪會好感動？
If you were this woman and you felt this bad about yourself or so ashamed of yourself, if Jesus treated you in this way, how would you feel?
一個有罪嘅人唔俾人俾人接納嘅話，佢會非常嘅感動。
So a person who is so full of shame, who is a sinner, when she is accepted by someone, then she would be very moved.
咁啊，唔好話人啦，其實咧動物都會。
And not only people, even animals would feel this way.
假如一隻狗，佢俾人嫌棄嘅話咧，如果有人接納佢咧，佢都會有反應。
If a dog, for example, was badly treated by a previous owner, if later on he finds somebody who loves him, he will also be very appreciative.
其實喺好幾年前啊。
A few years ago.
可能都。我想都有十幾年前了，可能。
Could be over 10 years ago.
當時我同牧師咧都喺香港嘅。
At the time, Olive and Pastor Joe were in Hong Kong.
咁就我哋住喺一個離島上，喺啲鄉村嘅村屋啦。
We lived in one of the outlying islands, in one of the villages.
嗰啲村屋咧只有三層高嘅啫。
So the village houses are in have three floors.
咁我哋當時。借住暫住嘅地方咧，就喺地下嗰層。
So at the time we were living on the ground floor.
咁啊，記得咧，其實嗰個島上邊咧係好多街狗。
On that island there are a lot of stray dogs.
唔似英國嘅，英國冇街狗嘅係嘛
？So not like England, there are no stray dogs here.
咁你未離開過英國嘅話，你唔知咩叫街狗啊
？You might if you've never left England, you may not even know what are stray dogs.
街狗咧，即係冇主人嘅狗喺街上邊遊蕩啦，冇人養嘅。
So stray dogs mean that they have no owner, they just roam the streets.
咁咧，牧師咧就遇上一隻街狗。
So Pastor Joe came across a stray dog.
依只街狗咧係有皮膚病嘅。
So this dog had some skin disease.
即係好似瘌痢咁啦，一笪一笪咁樣咯。
So he had patches on his skin.
咁當然咧係冇人敢碰，冇人敢挨近佢。
So nobody would want to touch him.
咁佢就喺街上遊蕩。
And he just roamed the streets.
喺垃圾堆嗰度揾嘢食嘅。
And he would find food from the rubbish tips.
咁有一次咧。牧師咧就俾咗一碗白飯，撈嗰啲豉油咁咧就俾佢食。
So one time, Pastor Joe mixed some rice with soy sauce and gave it to him to eat.
咁就唔係擺喺自己屋企，即係擺個對面街有一段距離咁樣俾佢食。
Just put the bowl somewhere opposite where Pastor Joe and Olive lived for the dog to eat.
跟住好經常嘅咧，牧師就會繼續咧俾碗飯餵佢。
So regularly, Pastor Joe would leave a bowl of rice out for this dog.
咁好快咧，就發覺呢只狗咧，就喺我哋住嘅住處咧嘅後巷嗰度瞓咗喺度啦。
So very soon we discovered that this dog slept in a back alley near their home.
嚇，除咗佢平時出去行遊蕩之後咧，佢總係就瞓翻喺嗰個位。
So he may be roaming the streets during the day, but then he would always go back to this back alley near their home to sleep.
因為佢知道呢一家人接納佢。
Because he knows that this family accepts him.
啊，好多人見到佢都會趕佢走。
A lot of people who see this dog would send him away.
佢知道呢一家人唔會趕佢走。
But he knows that in this house, this family will not send him away.
佢瞓喺家人嘅後巷，佢好安全。
So he felt very safe living in the back alley behind this house.
咁好快咧，我哋就覺得我哋同呢只狗咧係產生咗感情。
So very quickly, we felt that we had a relationship with this dog.
我哋就會覺得呢只狗咧都好似係我哋嘅狗。
And we started to feel that this dog belonged to us.
咁而呢只狗咧，我哋都覺得佢好似好懂得。同我哋有關係咁。
And we also felt that this dog also felt that he had a relationship with us.
嗱，一隻狗咧，佢都會懂得去，因為得到人嘅接納去感恩。
So even a dog, when he feels that he is being accepted, he would also feel thankful.
佢會去感激你，佢唔識講嘢，但係你會覺得。佢感激你。
So the dog can't speak, but you feel that he is grateful for what he has received.
因為佢好乖嘅。
He was very obedient.
有一次我輪到我喂佢咧，我唔識喂佢啦，唔記得落豉油，佢就唔識食嗰兜飯。
So one time, I went to feed him, and I forgot. I didn't know I had to put some soy sauce in it, and he didn't eat that bowl of rice.
後來我先知道牧師話白飯咧冇味，佢。喺聞下冇味，佢就唔識食嘅啦。
So Pastor Joe explained that when he smelt the rice and there's no aroma, then he wouldn't eat it.
咁啊，計仔好簡單，落幾粒豉油咁啊，搞掂。
So just need to add a few drops of soy sauce and then he'll eat it.
一兜飯就可以同呢只狗建立咗一個關係。
So just a bowl of rice, through a bowl of rice, we were able to build a relationship with this dog.
一隻狗都會懂得咁樣。
So even a dog is able to react in this way.
那何況我哋人唔係應該更加懂得去感恩嗎？
So shouldn't we as people all the more be able to be appreciative and to show gratefulness?
那呢一個講翻呢個故事啦，呢個女人咧，佢嚟到耶穌面前咧，佢嘅愛嘅表達係好濃嘅。
So going back to this parable, you can see that this woman, her response to Jesus' acceptance is very intense.
啊，佢因為知道自己係一個罪人，冇人中意。
Because she knows that she's a sinner, nobody accepts her.
啊，但係耶穌竟然唔趕佢走。
But Jesus didn't send her away.
佢內心非常嘅感動。
So in her heart, she was very moved, very thankful.
亦都非常嘅感激。
Very grateful.
咁就相反對比呢一個西門咧。
In comparison, to the Pharisee Simon,
佢內心對咗呢個罪人有一個批判嘅態度。
Simon looked at this woman and he judged her.
佢嫌棄呢個女人。
He looked down on her.
冇錯，或者西門咧喺生活上喺行為上咧，可能的確係比呢個女人正直、正義。
It's true that Simon, in his life, in his conduct, compared to this woman, Simon would have led a much more upright life.
但係佢呢種批判人嘅態度咧，係會妨礙咗佢睇到自己嘅欠缺嘅。
But this attitude Simon had of looking down or being critical of others would hinder him from seeing his own problems.
亦都會妨礙到佢對耶穌嗰種嘅愛。
It would also hinder his love for Jesus.
我哋睇下呢個女人同耶穌對同西門啊，佢對耶穌嘅表達嗰種愛係有咩分別
？So we'll look at the two different responses from the woman and from the Pharisee, and see what the difference is between both of their responses.
耶穌同西門就話
，Jesus said to Simon.
Yes, 由四十四節開始嚇。
So we'll read from verse 44.
咁耶穌。就對西門講啦：你見唔見到呢個女人啊？ 我入你嘅屋企，你冇倒水俾我洗脚，但系呢个女人用佢嘅眼泪同我洗脚。你冇同我擦干，但系呢个女人用佢嘅头发帮我擦干。你冇同我亲嘴，即系冇佢哋系见面咧会问安咧，都会锡大家一啖。你冇同我亲嘴，但系呢个女人一入到嚟就不停嘅就锡我只脚。你冇用油抹我嘅头，但系呢个女人用极珍贵嘅香水抹我只脚。你睇下嗰个对比几大。
So Olive just read from verse 44 to 46.
你睇佢哋个对比好大。
Yeah, so you can see that the difference between Simon and the woman is very great.
其实咧，中东嘅地带系好多沙尘。
In the Middle East, there's a lot of dust.
又好热嘅。
And it's very hot.
通常人咧都系着拖鞋咁嗰種鞋啦，好似拖鞋咁。
So people usually wear sandals.
咁出入喺出街咧，其實只腳係最污糟。
So when you go out, your feet will get very dirty.
咁佢入屋嘅時候咧，通常嗰度以色列嘅地方嘅人咧，有一種比較普遍嘅習慣咧，就係會洗腳。
So in their culture, especially in Israel, when you go into a house, you will wash your feet.
咁耶穌隻腳咁多沙塵咧，呢個女人用自己嘅眼淚去同耶穌洗嘅。
So Jesus's feet, having come into the house, would have been covered in dust. So this woman used her tears to wash his feet.
佢不停嘅流淚，代表到佢一種好濃厚嘅情感。
So she kept weeping behind Jesus. It represents that she her
好intense
咁咩？
情感。
So her love for Jesus is very intense.
佢仲不停咁錫耶穌只腳。
And she kept kissing his feet.
還要送上好珍貴嘅香水。
And also gave him this very expensive perfume.
而呢個西門咧
？But in contrast, Simon,
佢對耶穌嘅愛就談唔上咁濃烈啦。
But you can see that Simon's love for Jesus is much more diluted, if you like, not so enthusiastic.
係好平淡嘅
，very cool，
冇感動嘅
，not very moved，
冇感激嘅
，not very grateful。
佢做咗一件事就係請耶穌翻屋企食餐飯咯。
What Simon did was he invited Jesus to his home to eat。
但係呢個女人向耶穌投出流露嘅感情係非常嘅深厚。
But you can see that the reaction of this woman to Jesus is much more intense.
因為佢得到耶穌嘅接納多，佢得到嘅饒恕多，佢嘅愛就多。
Because her acceptance by Jesus was so great, her forgiveness is so great, so her gratefulness is also great.
而呢個西門，佢覺得自己係一個好人。
In contrast, Simon sees himself as a very righteous person.
佢見到自己嘅欠缺就少啦。
He feels that what he owes is very little.
佢得到嘅饒恕因此亦都少。
And likewise, he feels that forgiveness that he has received is also little.
咁佢對耶穌嘅愛亦都少。
So his love for Jesus is also little.
所以呢件事我哋睇到幾個對比。
So in this incident, we can see this comparison.
對比到呢個娼妓同西門對待耶穌嘅態度幾唔同。
So you can see that the reaction response between the prostitute and this Pharisee is very different.
如果講翻我哋嘅話
，If we compare this to us，
我想問下大家喺目前，你有冇啲咩嘅人，你對佢嘅態度係好冷淡嘅
？I'd like to ask you, is there anybody that in your circle of people, is there anybody in which you react to them in a very unenthusiastic way?
我當然講緊係你識嘅朋友啊、親人啦。
Obviously, I'm talking about your friends, your family, people you know.
啊，有冇邊一個你覺得你對佢嘅態度好冷淡，冇咩感激，亦都冇咩情感嘅呢？
Is there anybody you know that you feel you don't feel a lot towards them? You don't feel any particular gratefulness or thankfulness towards them.
係冇乜尊重啊，冇乜多謝啊，冇乜愛。
No respect or no love.
有可能其中一個原因 係你唔察覺到，你從呢啲人身上其實已經受咗好多恩，好多嘅恩惠。
One reason could be that you may not realize how much you owe these people. Maybe they've done a lot for you, but you haven't come to appreciate what they've done.
可能你唔察覺，原來你自己係欠咗佢哋好多。
You may not realize that actually you owe these people a lot.
咁你對佢哋嘅態度感覺就好冷淡。
So that your response in the way you relate to them is very cool and enthusiastic.
同樣呢，我一個人對神嘅態度，或者你對神嘅態度又係咪冷淡呢？
Likewise, our relationship with God, is it also rather cool and enthusiastic?
會唔會其中嘅原因就係你唔係好覺悟到自己需要俾神饒恕？
Could it be one reason is that we also don't realize we need God's forgiveness?
會唔會你唔係幾覺悟到自己嘅罪呢？
Could it be that we're not very sensitive to our sins?
或者我哋知罪知得太少啦。
Or perhaps our awareness of our sins is very little.
或者係我哋覺得自己太好啦。
Or perhaps we see ourselves as too good.
睇唔到自己嘅欠缺。
We can't see the debts that we owe.
嗱喺呢一件事裏邊，我除咗睇到呢個娼妓同埋西門點樣對待耶穌嘅態度唔同。
So in this parable, apart from seeing the two different attitudes between Simon and the prostitute,
我哋亦都睇到另一個對比。
We also can see another comparison.
就係耶穌同西門點樣去對待呢個女人。
The comparison between how Jesus treats this woman and how Simon treats this woman.
耶穌接納呢個女人。
Jesus accepts this woman.
耶穌唔係接納佢做嘅嘢。
It doesn't mean that Jesus accepts what she does.
但係耶穌接納呢一個人。
But it means that Jesus accepts this person.
但係西門嫌棄呢個女人。
But Simon looks down on this woman.
佢睇小呢個女人。
He despises her.
咁嚟到我哋彼此之間嘅關係咯。
So if we consider our relationship to each other,
我哋又點樣去對待？
How do we treat each other?
請大家翻開羅馬書嘅第十五章。
Can you turn to Romans 15? Romans 15.
羅馬書第十五章嘅一至七節。
Romans 15.
第一至七節。
Verse 1-7.
羅馬書十五章一至七節。咁或者大家聽我讀嚇，讀中文。我們堅固的人應該擔待不堅固人的軟弱，不求自己的喜悅。我們各人務要叫鄰舍喜悅，使他得益處，建立德行。因為基督也不求自己的喜悅。如經上所記，辱罵你人的辱罵都落在我身上。從前所寫的聖經都是為教訓我們寫的，叫我們因聖經所生的忍耐和安慰可以得著盼望。但願賜忍耐安慰的神叫你們彼此同心，效法基督耶穌，一心一口榮耀神，我們主耶穌基督。還有第七節，所以你們要彼此接納，如同基督接納你們一樣，使榮耀歸於神。咁就呢段聖經就話俾我哋聽咧，要好似耶穌一樣接納我哋，咁樣咧，我哋去彼此接納。
So this passage is telling us that we, like Jesus, should accept one another.
假如你覺得自己係正直啲，係堅固、信心堅固嘅話咧，咁你應該去包容一啲軟弱嘅人。
If you feel that you are strong, that your faith is strong, then you need to bear with the weaknesses of those without strength.
而唔係去批判軟弱嘅人。
Not to judge or be critical of the weak.
要彼此嘅去接納。
but to accept one another.
就好似基督接纳你哋一样。
Just as Christ accepted each of us.
正如咧，耶稣另一处嘅教导咧，佢话：你哋要饶恕别人嘅过犯，正如天父饶恕你嘅过犯一样。
It's similar to what Jesus said in another passage. Forgive one another, just as God forgives you.
正如天父饶恕我哋一样。
Just as the Father in heaven forgives us.
咁意思即系话咧，我哋自己咧。都需要别人的饶恕和接纳的。
It means that we also need forgiveness from God and from each other.
所以我们应该去彼此的饶恕，我们应该去饶恕别人，并且去接纳别人。
So we should forgive each other and forgive other people, forgive, accept one another.
如果大家都会懂得彼此去饶恕和接纳，神的家就可以彰显到神的荣耀了。
If we are able as God's family to forgive and accept one another, then we can manifest the glory of God.
今朝早我特别觉得心里边好平安同快乐。
This morning I felt in my heart very peaceful and very joyful.
因为有一件小事情发生。
Because something, a small incident happened.
但系我见到大家彼此之间嘅接纳。
But I can see that people were accepting one another.
今早我哋喺度布置场地。
So this morning we were preparing this room.
通常咧 ，Cheryl 负责呢个投影啦。
So usually Cheryl will prepare the overhead projector.
咁通常我喺屋企咧就准备好，然之后咧就 email 俾 Cheryl。
So usually what I do is that I would prepare like the songs that you see on the TV. I would prepare them beforehand. This is Olive. We'll prepare them beforehand the night before and then email them to Cheryl.
就係啲歌詞啦。咁但係因為咧，今朝有兩首歌，一首係短啲，一首係長啲，我就冇時間做長啲嘅首歌，因為都需要花好多時間嘅。
So today there were two songs, one's a short song, one's a longer song. I didn't have time to do the longer song.
咁我就 email 俾 Cheryl 咧，我話你有冇時間做呢一首歌啊
？So I emailed Cheryl. I asked if she had time to do this other song.
係個 PowerPoint 嚟嘅。
To arrange the PowerPoint.
咁就我話如果你冇時間話俾我知啊，我請第二個做啦。
So I said to Cheryl, if you don't have time to do it, let me know. I'll find someone else to do it.
咁我冇聽到佢消息
，and I didn't receive any reply from Cheryl。
咁我就以為係冇問題啦。
So I thought she was okay with it。
咁大家翻到嚟一開機嘅時候咧 ，Cheryl 先話：哦，師母未做啊。
So it's when she came in this morning and she opened her computer, and then she realised, this other song has not been done。
哦，原來佢冇睇到我寫嗰句。
Oh, it seems that she didn't read that part of my email。
咁冇緊要喎，我哋兩個大家笑下，你望我，我望你笑下。佢話：我而家即刻去 library 做圖書館。
So Cheryl said, so we looked at each other, we smiled, and then Cheryl said, I'll do it right now, and she went to the library to do it.
咁咧 ，Cheryl 係高效率嘅。
So Cheryl 高效率。So Cheryl is very able, very capable.
High efficiency.
High efficiency.
咁我就覺得特別嘅開心，唔係因為我哋冇困難冇阻滯。
So I was very happy about this because it's not that we didn't have any difficulties，
而係咧有啲事情發生唔係咁順利咧，我哋係能夠靠住主咧，我哋去笑一笑，彼此接納，去揾解決嘅方法。
Is that when things are not going quite well, we can look at each other, we can smile, we can accept one another, and then find a way to overcome the problem。
因為咧呢啲唔係除非呢個係一個慣性嘅壞習慣，咁就要改啦。
I mean, if this happened on a regular basis, then this would be a problem, and we'd have to deal with it.
係又或者如果係罪惡嘅事情，咁當然要改啦。
Or if it was something of a more serious nature, then of course we'd have to do something about it.
但係假如係只不過係偶然一次嘅無心之失咧，我哋係應該去彼此嘅饒恕同埋接納。
But since it was just a one-time oversight.Then we should just accept one another.
咁樣神嘅家咧，就既有聖潔，又會有饒恕同埋接納。
So in this way, in God's family, there would be forgiveness and acceptance.
咁教會咧， 就会彰显到神嘅荣耀啦。
And in this way, the church can manifest the glory of God.
啊，有好多偶然一次嘅无心之失咧，其实都系无伤大雅嘅。
So, sometimes mistakes that are that happen just once, maybe just carelessly, most die.
Not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. 咁啊，我哋的確係可以學習彼此嘅饒恕同埋接納。
So we can learn to forgive and to accept one another.
當你咁做嘅時候，你發覺你嘅心係好快樂嘅。
So when you do this, you find that in your heart you're very happy.
你嘅內心係會好平安。
You have a lot of peace in your heart.
而神亦都會好喜悅嚟到我哋嘅中間。
And God will be pleased to be in our midst.
而大家嘅感情亦都會加深。
And our relationship with each other can deepen.
因為接納多，愛就多了。
Because if we accept one another more, we will love one another more.
你越多批判，無緣無故嘅批判咧，關係只會破壞。
The more you criticize one another, the more relationships will break down.
啊，你可能你又越嚟越唔中意翻嚟教會噶啦。
And you may find that you don't want to come to church more and more.
咁我今日嘅分享就係咁多。
So this is my sharing for today.
咁我想同大家或者安靜片刻嚟到神嘅面前去禱告，跟住我會結束禱告嚇。
So I'd like us to be quiet for a while. In prayer, and then Olive will close in prayer.